Nixon marries. Nixon met Thelma in a burning village full of murdered parents. She was dressing a group of children in tuxedos and ball gowns. She breathed into their ears, luxury as her only relief. Nixon pressed a thick brass coin against the lips of every slain parent. Before the sun bled out, Thelma had the children waltzing to a chorus of collapsing homes. Nixon said to her, "I want to share a wound with you. I want to brag about our scab to strangers and friends." When Nixon began to speak, the children abandoned the village. They said his voice was full of gunpowder and fleas. The children disappeared behind a tree line and swore revenge. They swore to shoot him in the chest with a shotgun full of their teeth. They swore to burn his body where he was born. They swore to cull his ashes into a pouch for Thelma to pour into her wine. Thelma told Nixon if he wanted strangers to listen, he must surrender the prayer sleeping in his mouth. Nixon did as he was bid. They were married in a fortnight. Their names were spelled out in bullets on their wedding cake. On their honeymoon, Nixon built his wife a boat out of marble and inscribed, "God bless the union of our scaffold."